You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Opening day is still a few months away, but it's never too soon to start talking about the 2017 season. Let's talk about the Texas Rangers with T.R. Sullivan. I'm Allison Sutter. T.R., looking ahead, I call this a very winnable division. The AL West, I think, probably is as wide open as really any division out there. When you look at the Rangers, kind of where they're headed, what they've lost, and the state of their farm system, what do you see in 2017 as being sort of a realistic season for the Rangers?
Well, I think they're going to go in there trying to win another division title. I don't know if they're, at this point, they're ready to be proclaimed as a serious World Series contender. I think the $100,000 question, as we all know, going into the New Year, is whether or not they're going to get another bat in the middle of the lineup. We all know the names that are out there. Edwin Encarnacion is at the top of the list. From what I've heard, the Rangers are not really pursuing him. The price is too high. Right now, they're not really into going for one of the big bats that are out there. Again, Mike Napoli is out there. Mark Trumbo is out there. Chris Carter. You know, some interesting names, some guys who would definitely fit on the Rangers. There's no question they could use any one of those four guys as a DH or part-time first baseman or however they want to deploy their lineup. The question is, are they going to pull the trigger? I think they will. I just don't know who it'll be. But last year, you know, it was kind of funny. You know, they went into the season with Prince Fielder as their designated hitter, and Mitch Moreland locked in at first base. And right at the beginning of spring training, they signed Ike Davis to a minor league contract for depth at first base. So if they were going to do that last year when they were obviously set this year with no real certainty at either DH or first base, I think at some point they're going to pull the trigger and get some help, you know, for the middle of the lineup, whether it's a big name like Encarnacion, if his price comes down, a reunion with Mike Napoli, or, you know, some long shot, who knows. But I got to believe they're going to have more offense before this offseason is over.
When you look at the rotation, kind of how do you see it? I obviously, we were covering the division series last year. We saw a very poor performances by just about anybody who was given a chance to start in the very short division series. But you know, where do you see it kind of heading into next year? Everyone's a little bit older. A lot of innings on a lot of those arms. How do you see the rotation?
Yeah, I think Cole Hamels moving into the second half of his career, if he's not already there, you know. The two guys, obviously, are Yu Darvish and Martin Perez. They both had Tommy John surgery a couple years ago. They should be at full strength now, no excuses. Perez is still young, still learning to pitch, still learning to control his emotions. 2016, he was fabulous at the ballpark in Arlington. He was terrible on the road. If he pitches on the road like he did at the ballpark in Arlington, he's going to be outstanding. And then Darvish, you know, we all know how great he can be, you know. We know the talent. This is his free agent year, his walk year. Obviously, the big question is if the Rangers are going to re-sign him or not. You know, nobody really knows right now. You know, those two guys are obviously huge for the Rangers. You know, Cole Hamels will be fine. He'll be a 15-game winner or in that neighborhood. A lot of questions about Andrew Kashner, their big free agent signing. A lot of talent there. Obviously, the results haven't been what he's wanted to this point in his career. Rangers are banking on him to really have a good year. And you know, the fifth starter spot right now is between A.J. Griffin and Nick Martinez. I still think they may sign another pitcher at least to compete for that fifth spot.
Yeah, and so looking at the division, like you say, their goal is obviously to win a division again. We've talked about this in the past, but let's revisit it. Just as far as, I mean, the Mariners are always kind of in there somewhere, hanging around, making it interesting. The Astros obviously have done a lot to improve their offense, not so much their pitching, and the Rangers just owned them last year. And it's interesting because if the Astros had just won maybe five more games against the Rangers, it would have been a lot more interesting down the stretch. Would you agree that this is one of the most wide-open divisions where there's really not a clear favorite?
You know, I would agree with that 100%. You know, we know Seattle's going to be very, very good. I think they're really, to me right now, they may be the early favorite. You know, their lineup is really solid. They could use one more bat like the Rangers. They got Felix Hernandez at the head of their rotation. You know, the Astros have really done a nice job with their offense. I think they're going to be a lot better offensive team. I don't know if they've helped their pitching staff that much yet. I think that's still a big question mark with the Astros is how much more they're going to improve their pitching. The Angels have just been almost silent this whole offseason, very quiet. We know their payroll is pretty bloated. We know they're still paying Josh Hamilton, who could end up back with the Rangers. You know, they got some pitchers that need to get healthy, and Oakland's still rebuilding. You know, I think who's going to be the favorite is going to be the team that makes one or two more moves before the offseason is over, whether it's the Astros with their pitching or the Rangers with their offense or what the Mariners might do if the Angels come out of hibernation, who knows. But I still think there's every team in this division still has one or two moves left to be made.
Yeah, I would agree with you. It's going to be a very interesting season. Okay, TR, thank you so much. Happy New Year. We'll catch up with you in January.
Okay, guys, thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.